Hello dear friends. So first we will cook the egg. So we beat the egg and put in cooking oil. Two tablespoons of cooking oil. And also, if you ask what is the measurement of the cooking oil, that is the hardest thing in my life. It is even more harder than anything I can imagine. We do not use measurement, we use our eyes. Okay, let it heat up. I mean, we prepare the eggs. Put some salt, pepper, some cumin seed, and beat it. At our oil. And in China, when I was young, we have a way to try to see the oil is hot enough or not. I use a drip of egg. It's good. Okay. Okay, I will not use metal for this. I will use my bamboo spatula. It is your choice to make it hard or softer. I would like to make it a little bit hard, not too soft, but not too hard. So this is about it. Take it out. Get closer. Now we put in ginger and onion. Ginger first. Gingembre d'abord. So 放上姜, this is in Chinese, it's called jiang, and then 小葱, and this is onion. We can use this opportunity to learn Chinese language. Okay, now we need a little bit more cooking oil. Okay, this is about half tablespoon. Ooh, look at it. Hello. Pepper, bye-bye, oh, sorry, salt, hello, bye-bye, cumin seed, hello, oh, look at it, it's perfect, okay. Now we put in tomato. Oh, that's a lot. Let me put them all in. What do we put? Sugar. One tablespoon of sugar, more or less, your choice. And if you have, let me cover it. Okay, I cover it so that you can hear me. And so you can put in, if you have chicken powder or vegetable stock, those kind of stocks, you can put it in to enhance the flavor. So I will make it pure, just the tomato, just salt, pepper, and sugar. Okay, turn the fire strong. Look at it. More salt. Hello. 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 Shall we get some kicks out of it? Why not, right? See, this is about a quarter tablespoon of sriracha sauce. I do not have the right size of lid. Please excuse me. I do not want to buy a new pot for it or new lid for it. Just want to have the least thing in my life. Okay, so this one you will let it cook for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on how mature, how ripe your tomato is. For the young tomato, for the relatively hard tomato, you will need a little bit longer time. And for the very ripe tomato, it takes much shorter time. Okay, at this time, I will prepare my cilantro to finish up. This beautiful cilantro. We will leave a couple of beautiful leaves, right? And the rest, we want to have the flavor of it. Okay, that's about it. Now we take a look at our tomato. I try to make one shooting without changing, without stop, without editing, so that you can see the whole process and the exact time it takes to cook. Look at it. Ooh, look at it. So it's a sweet, sour, and a little bit kick of the chili pepper sauce. Okay, we will take it out. We put a little bit of cilantro so that it does have a flavor in it. Now we take it out. Okay. Let me get my spoon. We will use a beautiful bowl. Stop the fire. One spoonful at a time. A lot of, the tomato, the xiong shi. Oh my gosh, there are so much. Oh, this looks so good. So good. That's about it. That is it. Bon appetito. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. So, egg, fried egg, tomato, egg, tomato, stir fry. Okay, that's it. Egg, tomato, stir fry, sweet, sour, the Chinese version for ketchup. Thank you very, very much. Bon appetito.